Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashanti. How can I help you today?
I need to check on something because we called yesterday and they told me the computers were down. And hopefully you guys can help me. My wife had a question and she called the bank and the bank gave us this number. And they're charging us for something that was supposed to be free. They're charging us $67, and she wanted to know why. And they said that I have subscribed something from you guys. And I said, no. I said, I never did. All I did is answer the survey, and they told me that I was going to get some kind of gift. So they... I went looked through it and I chose what I wanted and they told me that I needed to pay shipping and handling, and if I wanted a warranty for it was a little drone, and I said sure. So anyway, I took a picture of the bill, the whole contract. And it doesn't amount to $67.
All righty, sir. Could you give me your first and last name so I can help you figure this out?
Eduardo Hernandez, which is E-D-U-A-R-D-O.
And can I have your wife's first name?
Francis.
F-R-A-N-C-E-S.
All right, it seems like Miss Francis. It was up under Miss Francis' name.
Yes.
Could you guys confirm the address for me?
It's 1211 North Eddy, Odessa, Texas.
All right, so
79763.
Yes, sir, and I see that account. I see you ordered that drone, and with that drone, you're automatically enrolled in our Best Consumer Gadget Club, which was the 6732. No. And with that Gadget Club, you'll receive a $125 gift card for our Best Consumer Gadget Club, which is our online web.
Well, but he didn't say that. He only said to answer the survey and to pick something, but he didn't say I was going to join anything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I understand. It says it's in our terms and conditions.
Then I read them, and he didn't say anything about that. So I don't know why I'm being charged for that. And then my wife's, she canceled it, and they told her that they were only going to give us 30% back.
And do you guys remember when you guys called?
I think the lady that we were talking to, she said it was, I think, like around the 14th or yesterday, because I called yesterday, last night.
Yes, sir. So I see where the account was canceled and you were refunded the 35%.
But why only 35%?
Yes, sir, because it's a valid charge. The charge is valid. You received the product and you also agreed to the terms and conditions.
But I know the product I paid, I was going to pay for the product, which it was free, but the only thing I had to do is pay for the shipping and the warranty. That's it. Nothing else.
Yes, sir. I understand that, but you was already offered you agreed to the 35%.
No, I did not. And it's not on the receipt. I took a picture of the receipt the all sent me when I did that. I took a picture of it.
It's a valid charge, man, that that is in the terms and the conditions.
Well, how could it be valid if you guys didn't show it to me? I mean, it's false.
I mean, I said that you were going to call back and talk to them. I didn't agree to nothing either.
So, we never...
All right,
I
let
never
me read... Let me read where it tells you in our terms and conditions. Alrighty, it says auto ship policy, trial policy. In addition to the $7.95 shipping and handling I am paying now, I understand and agree to the following. By collecting the order number, and I will immediately be charged the $7.95 shipping and handling to ship my free drone, which is a welcome gift for joining the Consumer Direct Saving Club. And I will also be charged $7.97 for the first month membership within the next 72 hours.
But he didn't say anything about the membership. The what I was going to pay was for the warranty in case something happened to it. That's all he said. He didn't say anything about a subscription. Hello?
Sir, I'm still here. Your account has been canceled and you were refunded 35% of that. Is there anything I can help you with that with today?
Well, if I'm getting refunded 35%, does that include it doesn't include the shipping and handling and the warranty, does it?
No, sir, because the product was shipped out to you and you received the products.
And yes, but why are you guys keeping that? What is it?
How much I was getting?
65% of it.
Because it's a valid charge, you agree to it in terms of conditions.
I did not agree to it. That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. I did not agree to that. I only agreed to pay for the shipping and handling and the warranty. That's all I agreed to. Nothing else. And when I read that, it didn't have nothing that I was going to be subscribing anything. Because if it said that, I wasn't going to get it. That's what I'm trying to tell you, ma'am. It didn't say that.
Yes, sir. I understand that. And I'm only just doing my job. And it states, and that being that you received the product and
yeah,
that you agreed to the terms and conditions, I'm not able to refund you a full refund.
Okay, can I speak to one of your managers, please?
All right, just give me just a second.
Thank you.
To get money from one. Really, you're paying more for that thing than what they're saying you're paying.
Yeah.
Ay, ay. Me enojo todavía. But it's not hurting.
Now with the Biden administration requesting that Title 42 be extended to at least Christmas before permanently ending it, there is a lot of uncertainty here on the border. Yet again, we do know a state of emergency exists in El Paso, where that city is facing frigid temperatures and dozens, if not hundreds, of migrants on the streets with nowhere else to go but to fend for themselves. There have been stunning images of groups surrounding fires underneath the bridges by the Rio Grande as barbed wire lines the bank of the U.S. side of the border. In some instances, Border Patrol agents were outright pushing them away or telling them to come across as official ports of entry. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, there is still questions as to what...
All right, sir, so I just spoken to my supervisor, and I can give you a 50% refund.
Okay, ma'am. The 50% chance. Can I get a verification of that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Give me a second. Let me get that refund for you, okay? Alrighty, sir. So we refunded that 50%, which is the difference from the last free refund you have. Is there anything else I can do for you today other than give you that confirmation code?
What's a confirmation code?
Alrighty, give me just a second. Let me get that up for you. Alrighty, so are you ready for that code?
Yes, ma'am.
C as in cat. 263-390-450.
Okay, it's C-263-350-450. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank
you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Alrighty, so it will be the difference, which is 1010.
What is it going to be?
50%. So you're going to receive that different of the last refund you received, which is going to be 1010.
What was the other one?
The other one was 2356.
2356,
babe. Alrighty, is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, ma'am. That's it.
Alrighty, guys. Enjoy your holidays.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.